True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to perform. You got to produce, man. When you're the quarterback, that's the way it goes. So big opportunity for him to do that tonight. And then, yeah, Raiders Chargers 9:00. I don't know how real the Raiders are. I think that's kind of where I come at this game. Nice win for sure on the road at New England. New England got the win at Miami yesterday. Mm-hmm. Probably should have lost, but it's really neither here nor there. In the NFL, you can probably play that game in every single game. Should have won, should have lost. It's all super thin in terms of the margin. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be locked in. I'll be watching it, and I have the Chargers. So if the Raiders win, I'll lose money, but I'll get a 2-0 start.
I just wouldn't go around talking about that, but okay.
Transparency, man. Transparency is always most important.
Hedging.
Although not that's not why I'm doing it. I genuinely do think the Chargers will win the game handily, but if they for whatever reason don't, I mean, the worst case scenario is if the Chargers win by one, then I'm just pissed off in every single way. But yeah, should be a fun night, a late one tonight in the doubleheader. A lot of people were complaining that the 3:25 slate yesterday was so bare, you know, because we got to get the doubleheader.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. We'll come back. We got Respect Burgers. We'll do that when we get back. Stick around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
First one's going to a man that we were just talking about last week, John. So, we were talking about guys in the NFL who have proven to be great coordinators, but not necessarily great head coaches. Some are just cut out to be elite-level coordinators. I think Vic Fangio is one of those guys. Respect Burger to the Eagles defensive coordinator. I don't know if you noticed, but he changed it up in terms of the plan against Patrick Mahomes. You know, the operating thought on defending Patrick Mahomes has always been don't blitz him. That's when he'll kill you, and Vic Fangio didn't. They did not blitz Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl a single time in that win. He absolutely flipped the script in this 20-17 win over KC. Again, this one in Arrowhead yesterday. Mahomes was pressured 7 times, sacked once, and threw an interception on those occasions. Fangio dialed up 12 blitzes. Remember, did not blitz Mahomes once. So my guess is Mahomes probably expected, since it was successful, a similar level, even if he had expected blitzes, didn't expect for Fangio to dial it up like he did. That said, I mean, you have to take into account, like we said, you know, Mahomes had guys letting him down. Travis Kelce had a chance to help the Chiefs take the lead there, but bobbled the ball at the goal line. It allowed Drew Macuba to pick it off. The Eagles scored on that next possession, and then that helped them hold off KC. So if Travis Kelce does what the Hall of Famer usually does there, we could be talking a completely different story here about the Chiefs, and we'd be saying them. That's that championship-level team that finds ways to win, and here you get a good one over Philly. And yet, we're saying it about that Philly team. Really was that defense that helped them win that game, because John talked about it, that offensive performance by Philly. Saquon didn't get 100. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts just barely over 100 yards was not impressive, but the defense finds a way. At the end, you know, you had Chris Jones apparently trashed on, sort of emblematic of the whole game. Trash talking about Saquon Barkley not reaching 100 yards, and you've got Jalen Hurts screaming back at him, dude, we won the freaking game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where Philly is right now. They do not care how it looks. It's only about getting these wins through the regular season and getting to the playoffs with the best seed possible. So, again, the respect burger goes to Vic Fangio. You know, old dog threw some new tricks at Mahomes, and clearly it threw off a KC team that's banged up. We talked about it, and has an underperforming Kelce. So, tough loss for KC, who's never been 0-2. Nobody has put them in this position, at least with Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, respect burger to the old man, Vic Fangio. Never a great head coach, but always a great defensive coordinator. A guy we talked about earlier, I'll keep it quick because we touched on it. I think Daniel Jones deserves some love here. They are the only team, John pointed out, it's a crazy stat, to have not had punted through the first two games in the Super Bowl era. A lot of it is because of Daniel Jones, who many had written off, much like Geno in Geno Smith style. He goes 23 of 34 for 316 yards. We mentioned it's his first 300-yard game since a couple of years ago with the Giants. Another TD. Here's the key. No interceptions.
Mm.
That had been the MO on Daniel Jones, a turnover king. Part of the reason why he was run out of New York even after getting a second contract, even after winning a playoff game with Brian Daboll. He'd become that guy we thought maybe would be a journeyman the rest of his career. Has been stellar for them early. It should be said they do not win this game and get unless you get the leverage penalty at the end because Spencer Schrader converted from 45 but had missed from 60. And Broncos were on their way to a win in that game, but they committed leverage penalty, turns that 60-yarder to, we mentioned, a 45, and the Colts, who most of us had written off and stopped paying attention to when they picked Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson to start the season because you figure there's a ceiling on it with Daniel Jones as the main guy under center. And while they are, while I would say there still is a ceiling, he's been way more impressive than most thought he would be. And at one point, we talked about it. Last week, Colts became the first team to score on every possession since 1977, and they opened up with two field goals and a TD on their first three drives to make it 10 for 10. So it's incredible efficiency, but even over 300 yards, Daniel Jones showed it's more than just being a game manager, at least through the first two. So respect burger to him. Also, you got to give one to Mac Jones. John called this. I wasn't sure about it. We just figured because the Saints are so lowly, that the 49ers, even as banged up as they are, that Mac Jones, because he was a former starting quarterback back in his New England days, would be able to handle it. They win 26-21 on the road. Mac Jones throws for 279, career-high tying three touchdowns in that game. He does it without George Kittle, who's on IR at this point. They also lost their fullback to a concussion that game. We've talked about all preseason and up and through the season how banged up they are at receiver. Won't have Ayuk till maybe midseason. And so Mac Jones pressed into service after Brock Purdy, the latest guy, goes down, the quarterback, with a toe injury and had his best game since 2023, much like Daniel Jones did for the Colts. And anytime you can go on the road with a backup quarterback, your Hall of Fame, well, you know, certainly Pro Bowl tight end is gone in George Kittle, that's an impressive win. And certainly a lot of folks have written off Shanahan in terms of his style and winning anything big. But it's really been injury issues that have plagued the 49ers the last couple of years. Here they are fighting through them. It's the fourth time since 2019. They've started a regular season with two straight road victories. In two of those seasons, 2019-23, they made Super Bowl. Don't know if that's going to happen.
Right.
Because I like what I'm seeing from Philly, and I really like what I'm seeing from Green Bay. But fighting through injury, no excuse, Niners, take care of business. And then finally, out of the NFL, I go to a place that we have not actually touched on, but was nonetheless as impressive as anything I saw over the weekend. Dude, Terrence Crawford.
Yeah.
And his win.
Yeah.
Over Canelo Alvarez was historic.
Yep.
He's captured the world titles in four weight classes. He had already done that. And this was Saturday's win in Las Vegas. Crawford, a 38-year-old, won his fifth title in his fifth different weight class. He's just the sixth male boxer to win titles in five weight classes. They are light, junior welter, welter, junior middle, and super middle. And folks thought when he was, you know, going up from 154 to 168 for this one. And Alvarez is, I think, rightly described here. He is boxing's biggest star at this point. Boxing's biggest star.
Mm-hmm.
To go in there at 38, putting on the weight you did when most thought you'd be slower. I mean, Crawford's whole strength, his whole career, undefeated career, has been his speed. Most thought that this would slow him down going up in weight. and he was dominant.
Yeah.
And improving to 42-0 for his career. Did it in front of 70,482. There are times where I believe I look at, you know, boxing, I said boxing's dead.
Mm-hmm.
They packed 70,000 in there for that fight, and he delivered. And as impressive as, and he beat Canelo up in just about, even with power punches, beat up Canelo, as impressive as it was, I thought it was what he did afterwards. I don't know if you guys saw it, but after his press conference and Canelo's, I think, he went back to the tent and he gave Canelo his belts back, you know, out of respect. Now, he's going to have his own belts made. He's going to get his own belts. Mm-hmm. But he gave Canelo the belts. And then as he's walking away, he high-fives Canelo's daughter. Do y'all remember when we watched boxing and Mike Tyson was talking about eating the kids of his opponent?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, whether it's UFC or boxing or whatever else, I think for whether it's the training period, the fight, whatever, you have to build up a pretty healthy disdain as a professional fighter for the person that you're fighting, because you're in that moment, you're trying to take them out. So to be able to do this afterwards, right, have this moment with Canelo and Canelo's family, mm-hmm. and do it professional like that, but then show some love towards his kids, who clearly had some love for you and the way you had handled your business and taking their dad out. Dude, I don't think I've seen anything like that just in terms of sportsmanship after a win. He didn't have to do any of that. And he was just went out of his way to hold up Canelo as a champion. I mean, obviously getting that fight, everything, it was complete success. But, man, to show that kind of love to Canelo's family, that kind of respect,
yeah,
you don't typically see that in a sport where, you know, you're trying to kill the other guy.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. So shout out to Terrence Crawford, made history over the weekend.
Yeah, that was a fun fight. You know, he was the underdog in that fight.
Yes.
And, you know, he handled it. And now, you know, people are saying he'll retire, but
he's 38 years old. Yeah. So, but you could probably get another payday doing it again, perhaps.
Did you see
a lot of those guys do that?
Did you see what he did when Angel Reese came in the locker room?
I did see that. Well, I saw part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know what you're referring to, but so, I saw when she came in.
So Angel Reese came into the locker room for, I don't know when it was. I guess it was before the fight. Take a picture, snap a couple photos. He changed the music to "Ain't No Mountain High, Ain't No Valley Low." Yeah, man. Bold Bud Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Slip.
I know that's your girl, and I don't want to, like, you know, step on any toes here, but you know, he definitely he saw her tall tail come in there. He immediately put on that song, man. It made him look so small, but it was funny. It was a good time.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand next to her if I'm him.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know, he's a proud man.
No doubt. I mean, that's why, you know, sometimes we take these pictures. And, you know, we get these athletes in here, and I absolutely hate them because they just when William Bedford comes in here, I look like a child.
Yeah, but that's a man.
That's a man, but it's like you're, you know. You're
no, it's true.
A peon,
right?
You know,
I'd rather just not civilian.
See that and know it. You know, I'd like in my back of my mind, I can know it. But anyway, I want to give out one more. I know this is your grill, but I want to
please do. It's not often we get a respect burger. It's got disrespect on it.
Yes, but dude, how do you not give a respect burger to Brandon Aubrey?
Yeah,
I mean that dude hit a 64-yard field goal.
It's like, how many did he make? Five or something?
Yeah, man. I mean that dude. And by the way, like
he's a stud.
I didn't really know. I mean, I knew a little bit of his story because he was in the USFL, but I did not know that he never played football before that. He was a soccer player.
He has a 70-yard leg.
Yeah, he played for Notre Dame soccer between 2013 and 2016. I know he did play high school football, I believe. No, it looks like he just played high school soccer. And so he, you know, gets the UFL and, you know, wins a couple of championships there with the Birmingham Stallions. Gets the call up in the NFL with the Cowboys, and this dude has been nails from the minute he signed. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
He's elite, man.
What a weapon to have.
I feel like everybody in the NFL's got a good kicker except the Bears. I really do. Like a guy that can hit from 60.
Let's see.
It's not true.
No, kicking has definitely.
I have definitely the weakest leg kicker in the league.
50 feels easy now, to your point.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Yes. You're hitting 50 accurately. It's more about can your guy get to 65 now? It almost feels like.
Like that last kick that Aubrey kicked was within range. It was 48, and he like didn't give it all.
Yeah.
You could tell he was dogging it to more for more accuracy.
Well, Cam Little from the Jags hit a 70-yarder in preseason. Obviously, we know Aubrey could probably hit a 68-yarder, 70-yarder.
Yep.
Boswell hit a 60-yarder last week to beat the Jets. It's like 60-yard field goals get made with regularity now.
Not by Bears, but yes.
But yeah, not, they wouldn't try it with the Santos. Worst. But yeah,
Boswell's look good.
It just is amazing how that position has.
Who was I saw that came in off the street this week and hit some big ones?
Oh, it was the Falcons kicker.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it last
night. And all of them.
Yeah. Parker Romo.
Now, again, just got
it. And I'm telling my kid, I'm like, dude, we don't have anybody. We could have pulled somebody in off the street. Yeah. Apparently the Bears tried somebody out.
New England dropped him, right?
But they just picked this dude up. He goes in there and makes all those field goals for them.
Yeah.
Off the street.
He was in New England, I guess, and he lost out in camp, and then they picked him up.
Yeah. He kicked for the Vikings last year, was trying to make it on the Pats roster. I think they drafted a guy.
God.
And then Falcons pick him up.
Seems like there are better dudes on the scrap heap, as evidenced by that, than the kicker that I have right now, Santos, who's lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all leg, all accuracy.
Dude, kicking is a hell of a thing. I mean, because you miss one, and it could be the end.
It's mental, a lot of mental.
It don't matter how long you've been with the team. It don't matter, like, nothing. Like, if you have a bad day, you miss two field goals, and you cost your team the game.
Yep.
You know, like the Saints kicker, I don't even know who it is.
Aubrey feels like the new Justin Tucker.
Yep.
Now,
he's canceled, but.
I know. He's gone. Aubrey, I feel like, has replaced him.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever.
Is there a better kicker off top of your head right now?
Long distance, than Aubrey? No. Long distance, no. I mean, you'd say, you know, Butker is, you know, although he missed one yesterday.
Yeah.
The Lions kicker is pretty damn good. Bates.
Yeah, Bates is good.
You know, Minnesota's kicker is usually pretty good. Reichert, whatever his name is.
Jack Bates. Yeah, he's 26.
Yeah, Jack Bates, like, he had, like, a long one against the Texans last year to win the game. But, yeah, I mean, I would say, if I'm drafting a kicker today, it would probably be Brandon Aubrey for sure. Mm-hmm. But you know,
he got the game ball, and that was a pretty cool post-game speech.
Mm-hmm. You've got the Spencer Schrader for the Colts is 9 of 9 with a long of 48 though. Sly was good yesterday for the Titans. He had a 57-yarder and a 55-yarder. Boswell hit 60. Aubrey hit 64. Yeah, there's not a lot of 60s out there. And there's only two. What, you know, Jake Elliott, right? I mean, he hit 58.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the kid in Jacksonville did 66 in the preseason, right?
I think it was 70.
It was 70?
It was 70.
Oh, 66 was the record.
Yeah.
70? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a 70-yard field goal, bro.
Okay.
Bro.
And that's why it was such a ridiculous kick.
Yeah.
Because where would that even have been snapped from? Your own 43.
Yeah.
That would have been snapped from your own 43. So, like, you only have to gain.
Oh, you're right. It was 70.
You only have to gain 8 yards if you get a touchback to be in range for this guy.
It's also in college, too. Like, that Georgia Tech kicker went 55, and he was running in there to kick the damn thing. Like, these, you know, it was not a comfortable 55, and he just blew it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, our man Gilbert, man, he did not.
Yeah, man, that's a tough beat, bro, because it's like a lot of mental, and you know, like some of these dudes, they pull their scholarships. Like it's a ruthless game now.
I feel like it would have been less pressure for Max if it would have been in Georgia. You know, like I think it's more pressure when it's at home.
Yeah,
you just know what it means. Like if you miss kick on the road, you know you miss kick on the road, right? It's tough.
He's got plenty of leg. He just missed it. He pushed it.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a nasty little game, man. I mean, it's you get one shot. That's it.
Mm.
You know, quarterbacks get to drop back 40 times. You know, I mean, DJ Lagway had 5 picks. I mean, you don't get that chance as a kicker. You get 5 no. picks as a kicker, whatever the equivalent is, 5 misses, whatever.
You gone.
See ya. Well, you know, Lagway, we'll trot him out next week.
Yeah.
You know, so. Anyway, yeah. Brandon Aubrey, man, absolute nails. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm just trying to FM ESPN. You go with the Live Love team. You're gonna limit your anxiety when it comes to the home buying, home selling process, because you're gonna have a great team on your side that's gonna help you price your home accurately. It's gonna help you get foot traffic that knows the market, that knows what people are looking for, have the connections, the networking, all those things. Jennifer and her team are just the absolute best. They've been rocking with us for a long time, and it's been great for everybody involved, to be honest, because they've made miracles happen on this show. We've had lots of people that have gone with Jennifer and her team from the show, and everybody always has the same review, that they're great. You want to be a part of that? Reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200. And as John said, we've got personal experience. She did it for me in 2018. She'll do it for you in 2025. Recognize it's a much different market than it was in 18. Don't worry. Jennifer's been successful in all of them. It's how she's built such a successful, long-lasting business. And she ain't going anywhere. 901-625-5200. Let her help you. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
I don't know if, you know, this is a super serious thing, but it still is a thing. Adam Schefter reported just a few minutes ago that Jayden Daniels has been diagnosed with a sprained knee for the Washington Commanders. Obviously, just a really, really poor performance against the Packers on Thursday Night Football. That being said, had a chance to, you know, drive and cover. I mean, as bad as it was, kind of crazy.
Banged up down the stretch. They were asking him, "Are you okay?" He was saying he was.
Yeah,
but it didn't look like it.
So Jayden Daniels is definitely in doubt for, you know, this weekend against the Raiders. They're 5.5-point favorites as of right now. I expect that number to come down. You know, every game matters. There's no doubt about that. But you know, you have to be careful with something like that with Jayden Daniels. You know, it's week three. You know, plenty of time left in the season. His backup, of course, the one, the only, Marcus Mariota. Going to start a game in 2025.
As Bennett Doyle would say, they'll be fine with him leading them.
100%. But he stinks. He is so bad. You know, it's a gift of a win for the Raiders. I don't even know how the Commanders have, you know, decided to get there on him and hang on to him. But yeah, you got Jayden Daniels with the injury now. You got Burrow out for 3 months.
Purdy's out.
Purdy's gone. Am I missing anybody? I think those are the big ones. Russ Wilson said yesterday there will be no Jackson Dart this year.
Well, he also gave it back in OT. But
yeah, that was a terrible pass.
He threw for 450. He emptied the clip. I didn't know that he still had anything in it.
He does.
So it was impressive to see. But in the end, it was the Giants.
Yeah,
were the Giants.
Yeah, there will be no Jackson.
For the people that have hoped for it, Russell said no.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know,
you're gonna lose with me. That was his statement.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose with me.
Absolutely.
But I'm throwing for 450.
Yep. And they did. I mean, the offense looked like a completely different.
That last touchdown was crazy. He just. Dude, I mean, the moon balls, bro.
And people were like, people were going crazy about neighbors. I'm like, bro, that was all Russell Wilson. That was all Russ.
That's why I say it's all Russ. The trajectory of the moon ball.
I mean, the fact that,
His moon ball is unbelievably accurate. It comes down, it finds the target.
That's right. He's got one card now, and it's just the moon ball. He can't throw anything else other than a moon ball, but that's what he'll do.
I mean, and that's Malik's job, is your point.
100%, bro. It wasn't like Malik.
It was in traffic, the one. I mean, no, he had a guy draped on
him. He beat him and he caught it and he, you know, brought it in. I mean, you know, but I'm just saying, like.
I guess that'll quiet him for a week.
Right.
Beast stat wise.
Yeah, I mean, he had 30 targets.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like Dak was forcing it in George Pickens in that game, too, because he got the memo.
Did you see Jerry in the locker room with them trying to celebrate and stay on the?
He was going nuts.
Yeah.
He was going nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All up in Dak's face.
Yep.
Looking like that breath probably smelled like death.
Yeah.
Oof.
And
you got to act like you happy and celebrating. I mean, you're happy, but you got to do it so close to Jerry's face.
Right. And now they have the task of going into an 0-2, you know, wounded animal.
Many are saying Dallas has zero defense. And if Russell Wilson can throw for 450 on you, it's probably the case.
Yeah.
And so many are saying that the Bears' offense won't be the issue. That it could probably be – it will be a good thing for their offense facing a defense that's this bad.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is going to be what we thought. You know, Bears that might have a decent defense. Look at that. I mean, Detroit just scalped them last weekend. Mm-hmm. And you let J.J. McCarthy come alive on you. Something Atlanta didn't do for four quarters. So that's the issue, is that Dallas will be able to score just as many on us.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, high-scoring affair.
Yes. Yes, it will be a high-scoring affair. I have the Bears. I bet them.
Kiss of death there.
I had a great weekend, man.
I heard. You told us.
So, it's. I think I hired an Etsy witch, and, you know, I think I got the Bad juju gone. So,
yeah, okay.
We've come through the downswing, I think. I truly believe that. We'll see what tonight holds, but I think we're in a good place now. But yeah, some quarterback problems, man. Quarterback problems around the NFL. You're going to have injuries.
What do we think about Pittsburgh? We haven't talked about them. That was a step back.
I mean, I think, you know, you got the old man up for the Jets game. You know, it was like the game of his life. He had to make sure he beat the Jets no matter what, come hell or high water, right? He had to beat the Jets. And now it's like back to reality. You're 40-something years old.
I feel like you got to win that game at home against the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, you're 3.5 point favorites. But, you know, the defense looks like it's not nearly as good. I mean, again, you're not going to play the Jets every week. So
it really truly speaks to me and says that Tomlin has lost the pulse, because he came into this year saying he thought this defense would be of a historic nature, potentially, mm-hmm. that good.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the first 2 weeks. It's been awful. And so even the things that, you know, that you thought were certainties, if Mike Tomlin says it, are not. We talked about tying your wagon to Aaron Rodgers. It's sort of like signing a deal with the devil. This goes, you know, non-playoffs. This thing just makes sense for it to be ended here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, they'll be 9-8 or 8-9. I mean, that's what they'll be.
Because do you want Tomlin helping you find your next quarterback after
right.
the, you know, poor plan you had for Pickett, everything that happened there?
Yeah.
Just seemed like it'd be a good time for a parting of ways.
Yeah, I mean, they got a tough stretch coming up, right? Because you got to go to New England. You got to play Minnesota, who's pissed. Every time you play the Browns, it's a rock fight. You go to Cincinnati, you play Green Bay, you play Indianapolis, you go to L.A. I mean, this really could get ugly for them.
If their defense is this bad.
Yeah. Because Aaron showed you what he actually is. He's way closer to this than he was in week one, you know. I mean, he was as motivated as you could possibly. It's a little bit like Detroit yesterday. Like, that ain't who Detroit is, but they were just peak motivated, and they just were not going to leave yesterday without beating the Bears' ass.
I'd agree.
It's just the way it is. And I think that was kind of how Aaron felt about the Jets, for whatever reason, even though I think they did right by the guy for the most part.
Only one catch for a man, Calvin, yesterday. He was targeted 4 times, but as John said, Aaron was not good.
No, he was bad. And I think the pick was intended for Calvin Austin. I don't know if it, like, hit his hands or something. I wasn't really paying that close
attention. Yeah, two of them. One of them was to Calvin?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it was – I think it hit him in his hand. It was a drop touchdown, and then it turned into a pick to Calvin. So, again, I wasn't watching super closely, but I think that's what happened.
Oh, that was Calvin.
He said, that's most definitely on me.
Oh.
That interception wasn't on 8 or on Pat or anything. If I had just stayed on the front pylon, it probably would have been a touchdown.
Oh.
So, again, man.
Down the legend.
So that's the NFL, right? Like, week one, we're coming in here saying, extend Calvin. And then week two, it's like, you know. And
that's on Calvin.
No, it is. But it's like a week-to-week league, man. Like, everything can change with the drop of a hat.
Even DK, 3 for 20.
Yeah.
and they paid him.
And Aaron apparently went in on Calvin professionally in the postgame. Because I'm seeing the tweet from the Pittsburgh radio guy. And he said,
don't.
Aaron Rodgers confirmed that Calvin Austin III screwed up royally on end zone interception. But Rodgers criticized him respectfully and professionally. So I don't know what he said, but you know, that's Aaron, man. It's like he doesn't care. He's 40-something years old. He's like, he doesn't care about anybody's feelings at this point in his career.
But we're in a contract year, bro, and we got a career.
You're right.
Whereas yours is at the end. You didn't have.
Yeah.
He can't help himself.
No, you're right.
I guess the best thing is you say he did it professionally, but you don't have to air that out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do that behind the scenes. Give that to Calvin if you truly like him and you care about him. Give that to him in the locker room.
Yeah,
and Calvin Austin's in a contract year.
I mean, that ball, he got his hands on that ball. It was a deflection at the end of the game. I mean, it deflected. I mean, that's a tough one to me.
Yeah, I mean,
especially how well he played for you week one.
Yes.
Well, the problem is that it looks like it was just a mess of a play because Calvin and Pat were in the same part of the end zone
area, right.
And it looked like the pass might have been intended for Pat.
Maybe that's why I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
Well,
I saw this and didn't think it was Calvin.
The series before it, though, Aaron overthrew the dude and made a shot that missed him by 20 feet, and that was a pick. You know.
Yeah, it's kind of just a freaky play. Like Calvin, you know, is just trying to make a play. He doesn't, you know, he's there. He's in the area. He probably can't. You know, he doesn't know. I mean, it's really a kind of a circus of a play. It wasn't like it was just intended for him. He's alone in the end zone. He can't catch it. It's like he kind of overextended.
Right.
Probably went for a ball that wasn't intended for him. Ended up, it's just unlucky, really, more than anything else. I mean, and then the hell of a play by the damn Seahawks defender to make that catch. I mean, pretty sick, you know, on the spot there.
It was a good win for them. Good win. Yeah. Kenneth Walker went over 100 area product.
But it would have been, it would have made the game 21-14 if they had caught, you know, that's why it was so devastating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, that's costly.
But, you know, it's all right. It's 1 week. We'll be fine.
I know Pittsburgh will be fine, but hopefully Calvin will.
Yeah, just, you know.
For real.
Like, he's proven he's an NFL receiver, whether it's in Pittsburgh or somewhere else.
That's right.
But we were hoping for big money.
For sure.
You know, after week one.
May have to be a, you know, 1 year deal kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see how the rest of the, you know, the rest of the season plays out. But yeah, the Pittsburgh guy that I work with BetMGM Network says Pittsburgh, they don't do in season. So that's why we don't have the extension. They always wait. You have to be out of season to get an extension with the Steelers. So I'm kind of, I know Calvin was trying to get that done before the season started. He hoped that would happen, but
knew once it started, they don't do business.
Exactly.
So that was just our hopes.
Exactly right.
Not to be done.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, it is what it is. He's got a lot of time though. You know, he's a great week one, not such a great week two.
Yeah. Dude's turning on you.
Yeah.
Don't let it keep going that way, Calvin.
Exactly. But we'll hope for better things for our man Calvin Austin III in week three. He'll be fine. He'll bounce back. I believe that 100%. But the quarterback, I'm not so sure about. So, all right, we'll come back here on a Monday, wrap this up. Stick around. Jason and John.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn to ESPN. Man, the quarterback injuries just don't stop. J.J. McCarthy for the Minnesota Vikings, who had a terrible game yesterday. I mean, honestly, if not for that fourth quarter against the Chicago Bears. It's
been seven bad quarters of football.
Exactly. I mean, we'd say this guy's having a disastrous start to his career.
We would.
But the fourth quarter did happen in Chicago, so we can't say that. But yeah, J.J. McCarthy likely out against the Bengals this weekend, which means we are getting Carson Wentz versus Jake Browning in week three. Oof. This is normally like stuff you reserve for like week 14. We're getting it in week three. This is tough. Ankle injury is the diagnosis there for JJ.
Maybe since he can stay in the mix.
I mean, they're catching a break.
We just wrote him off, but they're catching a break this week.
Folks going to have a chance to go 3-0, man.
Browning rallied them, right? I mean, that's
the
deal where he goes in there and just kind of holds it down.
No, he threw some terrible picks, but he had some throws.
And then 1 yard to run to win it.
Sort of a
push through.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, probably the experience that you would expect from a backup quarterback in the NFL. But
what's crazy is how far Carson Wentz has fallen.
Yes.
Because we would have, weren't we saying he was having an MVP season the year that he was hurt and replaced by Foles?
10 years ago.
This guy, you know, what he was and what he is now is just tremendous the way he fell off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, Joe Burrow.
We don't know on Purdy yet, do we?
Purdy's going to be out most likely.
Cool.
Yep. I mean, you have damn near half the league already. that's going to have quarterback, you know, different quarterbacks in there. So,
well, we'll be pulling ours soon for Tyson Bagent. It just might not be injury.
Must win game for you guys this weekend against the Cowboys.
Again, a relevant football team. No need to talk about it.
I can't believe it's already, 2 weeks in and we've already, it's over.
It was what I saw last night with Atlanta and Minnesota that cements it.
Mm-hmm. How bad that loss was at
how
home.
How bad Minnesota is, yep. You couldn't hold that off. Look how bad the Bear defense. It's not so much Caleb or anything. It's more. What's up with this defense? Same thing with Pittsburgh. Y'all are supposed to be great defensively. You were supposed to be the strength of the team.
Right.
Yeah. Bears a different level. They weren't supposed to be as good as Pittsburgh's defense, but come on.
Yeah, it's
a sieve.
It was not a great look, I'll say that. I feel bad that, I just feel like we're just not getting Joe Burrow ever again. I just feel like we're never going to get him again for his career. Like, we're never going to have a year where that 2021 run where they got to the Super Bowl, we're never going to get that again. He's either going to get hurt or the team's going to be so bad that,
I don't feel as bad about it because it's been Joe that's insisted on paying the two receivers mm-hmm. rather than doing this the way they needed to. You didn't pay him early enough to be Philly mm-hmm. and have both paid.
Yep.
So with how long they waited on T, you didn't need to go that route. Let them use some of that money to protect you, Joe.
Yep.
Be smart. You can do it without having two elite weapons. You're that good a quarterback.
Most definitely.
So some of this, you feel sorry for him because Cincinnati's done a horrible job in terms of protecting their biggest investment. But mm-hmm. Joe's kind of asked for this too, saying, pay the two receivers and I'll be all right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I guess that's the choice he made,
A guy who ain't shown to be, he's brittle.
Yeah.
You get to him, he's going to break.
Yes.
And he has a couple times.
Absolutely. But, that dude is the best pure passer in the NFL. I mean, he just is. I mean, there's nobody that's better.
That's what Dan Marino was. No Super Bowls to show for it.
And it just kind of feels like, unfortunately, we're just never going to get back to that, Which, again, it just goes to show you, even when you have Joe Burrow, even when you have Ja'Marr Chase, even when you have T. Higgins, bro, it still has a lineup really well for you to make noise,
No question.
That's a damn good team, and it just feels like they're not going to realize it, in this run. We'll see. That's going to do it for us today. Jeffrey and company are up next. Make sure you keep it locked here. He'll be breaking down all the action from college football and NFL. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.